Good afternoon, Oklahoma. Jim Apel, OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at how the grain markets are opening on this afternoon. But first, we'll hear from Justin Lewis of KIS Futures about what drove the grain markets today. Justin?
Wheat futures today were down 20 cents in Kansas City and about 21 or 17 to 21 in Chicago. Quite a bit lower today based on the moisture we have received over the last few days here, and you know, anywhere between 5 to 15 inches in a lot of the wheat belt, western Kansas particularly, and even the Oklahoma Panhandle, it's really stacking up out there. And it looks like, you know, as the snow melts and doesn't run off like rain would, it's really going to help charge the soil moisture and maybe change the direction of the overall wheat crop. And it really looks like things are going to improve from here, because any additional rain won't just soak in. It'll actually looks like stay around at this point. So that's why we were lower today in the wheat. March closed down 20 at 757 and a quarter. July closed down 20 as well at 774 and three quarters. There's a few announcements today that could change the long-term outlook here for the grain. The Ag Outlook Forum released their 2013 U.S. crop planting and yield estimates. They estimate that corn plantings will be 96.5 million acres, while overall production will be 14.53 billion bushels. Bean plantings came in at 77.5 million acres, with production being 3.4 billion bushels, and the average price at $10.50 a bushel. Wheat plantings overall came in at 56 million acres, and looking for an overall crop of 2.1 billion bushels and an average price of $7 a bushel, which is kind of in line with where we're at on the cash market now. Cotton production came in at 14 million bales. Traditionally, we have about 17 or so million bales. So it's a little bit lower, but the price is quite a bit lower than it has been over the last couple of years. And then tomorrow morning, we've got the export report, and they're looking for the average trade guess for corn is 150 to 350,000, soybeans 300 to 600,000, which, note, that's lower than what we've been seeing over the last few weeks. Wheat 400 to 600,000. So overall, it looks like we might have a little bit weaker export number tomorrow, and most of that's based on the U.S. dollar being at the highest it's been in a long time here at 81.50. That's up another 34 today. So overall, just generally weaker in the wheat futures.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Turning to the grain markets as they open on this Thursday evening, Kansas City Board of Trade, the March contract for wheat is now trading at 760 and a half. That's up 3 1/4. July contract is trading up 2 1/2 right now at 777 and 1/4. Chicago Board of Trade, soft wheat, March contract is trading up 3 cents at 724 and a half. The July contract is up 2 1/2 at 730 and 1/2. Looking at the row crops, corn on the Chicago Board of Trade this evening, the March contract is now trading up 2 3/4 cents at 693 1/2. The July contract is up 1 1/2 at 674 3/4. Looking at soybeans now, the March contract is trading at 1488 1/2. That's up 3/4. And the July contract is unchanged at 1454 1/2. That's a look at your opening markets on this Thursday evening. For OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Jim Apel.